Democrats in Eastern Washington are excited that former State Senate Majority Leader Lisa Brown is running against Kathy McMorris Rodgers this year. But with McMorris Rodgers' powerful position in Congress and support from the Republican Party, it's going to be a real challenge for Brown to defeat her. Stuart Elway wanted to see if, 7 months before the election, there are indications that it will be a competitive race.
The striking thing is how close it is, given that McMorris Rodgers has been there for a while and has won rather handily in each of her previous elections. So to have Lisa Brown this close this early is not a familiar position.
Among the 400 or so people polled, McMorris Rodgers was favored by 44%, compared to 38% for Brown. 3% chose another candidate. 16% were undecided. The poll shows an equal percentage of voters approving of McMorris Rodgers' job rating as disapproving. It's 45-45. Elway says the demographic numbers show where the differences are.
So men like McMorris Rodgers by a 23-point margin, and women like Brown by an 8-point margin. So there's quite a gender gap here. And to a large degree, that reflects what's going on here and nationally in party identification.
McMorris Rodgers has the overwhelming support of people who self-identify as Republican, people such as Pat Clark of Spokane.
I like all that she's trying to do, and she works very hard at trying to put good values and what's best for the American people, in my opinion.
McMorris Rodgers also wins over independent voters, 40% to 32. That includes Kurt Langlin of Deer Park, who doesn't like the job Donald Trump has done as president, but he supports McMorris Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm kind of an odd fellow. I believe in fiscal conservatism, but I'm also see the importance of social services. So I never find an ideal candidate. But Kathy McMorris at least seems to be a genuine person.
McMorris Rodgers has a healthy lead among people with a high school education or some college, and a slight lead among people who are college graduates. Brown, who's a college professor by vocation, wins among those with graduate degrees, and she's the runaway pick for people who identify as Democrats, people such as Deidre Allen of Green Bluff, who says the congresswoman is rarely available to meet with constituents.
I was also very disappointed in her stand on guns in the schools. I don't think arming teachers is the answer. And she's still, you know, tied into the NRA. So she thinks that gun ownership is more important than the lives of our children. And I just think that's wrong.
The poll also asked how people view President Trump's job performance. It shows 45% approve and 50% don't. And it queried people about two specific issues, the first dealing with guns, the second with the Affordable Care Act. And we'll hear tomorrow what the poll respondents thought about those. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.